Welcome to our podcast, Transparently Speaking. I am Diana, and I have a son who transitioned at a young age to become his true self.
And I am Joy. I have also supported my daughter to transition at an early age. We are here to share our experience and our learning along this journey.
We want to provide support and guidance parent to parent. And if you find yourself on a similar journey, we want you to know that you are not alone.
So let's dive in, Transparently Speaking.
Hey there, Joy. I thought today we could talk a little bit about makeup because I was thinking about that recently. I know for myself, when I grew up, I was not allowed to wear makeup until I was in middle school, and at which point I was only allowed lip gloss per my parents, even though I would sneak in some eyeshadow. I did have a sister 4 years older, so I could get a little extra stuff. But it made me think, like with Samantha, how has makeup come up for you guys, or how do you manage it? Like, do you put limits on it the way I had limits on it when I was in middle school?
Yeah, that's, I think it's a great question and a fun topic. I think let's pull in nails too, because I was going to say, I think with Samantha, the first thing that she was really interested in was, you know, painting nails. And this was even before I had any idea that Samantha was identifying as a girl. So even before she had the language and for us to figure out that whole transition process. So when we believed Samantha to be a boy and she had these girlfriends, again, we were living in Southeast Asia, there was lots of nail painting happening and they loved it. And I was like, okay. And Samantha's twin Bobby even participated in this. So I was like, okay, they're all just, you know, They're doing the girl thing. They're dressing up in princess dresses and doing nails, fingernails, toenails, all of it. So it was just kind of a normal thing. And that has only continued. I think Samantha's first thing she wanted to do is buy like the press-on nails, like fake nails. And so I didn't buy that kind of stuff for her, but we would do it for gifts, right? For Christmas or for birthdays. That's where like nails would show up. And then
starting at what age?
I mean, she wanted to do that. So let's see, Samantha's 12 now. She's been wearing makeup for a couple of years and was interested in nail stuff before that. So probably, gosh, at like 7 or 8, she even wanted to get the fake nails and have those on. And I think honestly, for me, I'm trying to remember. I'm sure I did actually buy her a pair or two and like the big longing eyes. And she was like, oh, I really want this. Although I did couch it more in terms of gifts for sure. But for me, it was just like such a waste of money because she would put them on, right? And then within a day or two, like they'd be breaking, falling off. Yep. And so I'm a bit of a miser. And that was just not something that felt like a reasonable thing to do, although it made her very happy. So we did indulge every once in a while.
That's awesome.
And as nails grew out, she wanted to go and actually get them done. And she wanted to do, what is it called? See, I don't get my nails done. So I don't even know these things, but there's like the gel nails or whatever they do where they like melt something, they do something and they like make it look like your real nail where they extend the nail. Do you know what I'm talking about, Diana?
No, I'm not much of a nail person either. I think it's paraffin.
I mean, it might be. I don't even know what it is. So she really wanted that done. And I have a cousin that does nails. So I signed up for a birthday. It was a birthday, special birthday treat to have that done. And so we've done that type of thing. And then more recently, she has been into makeup these last couple years. And mostly when I say makeup, it's eye makeup and a bit of lip, you know, lip makeup. But she's got a whole kit that she's asked for and continues to ask for more and more makeup. Again, it's typically gifted at holidays and birthdays.
Does she buy any for herself?
Yes. So as she started to earn a bit of money doing chores around the house and taking on some other tasks, she does buy makeup for herself.
And have you put any limits on her the way? I don't know if you had limits growing up too, but do you ever put any limits on her of what she can and can't wear?
So far, I have not, but I've had encouraging statements around, wow, that feels like a bit much for where we're headed or what's going on, but I haven't. I've let her kind of play that up the way she wants to. So she's worn it for school. And sort of a funny story, at her fifth grade school picture, she decided to wear makeup. And it was largely eye makeup, but it was eyeshadow and mascara. And she got the photos back and she absolutely hated it. So I think it was really interesting. She went a little bit over the top and came back to learn a bit from that.
Well, that's good. I mean, I think about my own makeup journey, it's definitely been learning, and some looks not so good as you look back, you know, the frosted lips of the 80s, maybe not my best look, but you know, you figure it out. Blue eyeliner, thank goodness that did not work for me. Yeah, it's interesting because I never thought I would deal with makeup with my own kids. And that's my admission of narrow thinking, right? But having said all that, I never consider myself that knows a lot about makeup. I usually will go to a makeup counter, say, teach me. And then whatever they teach me, that's what I do for the next few years until I decide to go to another makeup counter. But Clark, about a year ago, had some curiosities and was exploring. His expression really changed over, I'm trying to think, like 2020 to 2021. He went from all sports jerseys to really caring about his style, no sports jerseys and sweats. But as he was exploring, what's the clothing? What do I want? He had some curiosities about makeup, and we were in isolation anyway. So I just say that because I think it allowed him more freedom, but he also didn't want his siblings, his younger brothers, to know he was exploring. So what we came up with is I took a little bag in my bathroom and I put together eyeliner, because that's what he said. He was interested in eyeliner, or as he calls it, guyliner, and some lip glosses. And I put some in a bag and left it in my bathroom and suggested, okay, well, if you want to play with it, you know, explore with it, you can explore with it in the bathroom before you take a shower. Because, I mean, I wouldn't have cared if he did it during the day, but he didn't want anyone else, his siblings, to see it. So I was like, that's a way to play. And I think he finally found what felt comfortable, which is he wears guyliner now. And he doesn't do the lip gloss. And I think that ended up not feeling right for him. But he loves dark black eyeliner smudged. Like, he loves Green Day. So like the lead singer of that, that's what the look he goes for. And so I never thought I'd be working on makeup, but really, I mean, makeup is truly an expression of oneself, and that's what feels for him, you know? So here I am buying makeup, but instead of, I guess I skipped over the middle school, and instead of like being like, go buy the cheap stuff yourself, drugstore, like I used to do, I actually like, well, if you're going to wear eyeliner around your precious eyes that I have created for you, let me get you a good eyeliner.
Yeah, I think that's great. I think that's fantastic. And I think that even the story you're sharing there and the difference, right? That so far, at least, I haven't purchased makeup for Samantha other than as a gift. Like, are also just two very different ways that we're both supporting our kids to explore in their expression, explore what makeup might mean for them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think, you know, what I was just thinking about as you were telling that story is kind of wondering about how my experience with makeup might have influenced the way I engage with Samantha about makeup. Because I've, similar to the story about nails, like I've never been huge into makeup. And I think it actually goes all the way back to a story I had. I think it was in early high school, or maybe it was even middle school for me, when I was playing around with makeup. And honestly, I was probably playing around with my mom's stuff, because I don't remember going out and buying it. So I probably just went into her bathroom and just put on some makeup. And I remember coming out or being around the house and my older brother making a comment that was not flattering. Oh. And it really impacting me. And so I think I've always been, I think that that was impactful for me. And I think I've always been kind of minimal on the makeup. And I think Samantha sees that. And there are lots of days where she's like, oh, mom, you know, why are you putting on makeup? Because there are many days where I'm not wearing makeup. My standard is just a little bit of eyeliner and maybe a color, a lip color. And when I do more than that, she notices. And so she's kind of curious to know, well, how do I choose when I wear makeup and when I don't? And I was just thinking more about how do my choices kind of influence the way she's learning about makeup and choosing to wear it. She tends to wear mascara, I would say probably most days, actually. So she's in sixth grade, she's 12. And I tend more to notice when she's not wearing it than when she's wearing it. So to me, that means she's wearing it most of the time. But even as a family, she's played around with it. I think I mentioned that she gets gifts of makeup. So my sister, I think maybe 2 years ago, bought like a whole set of eyeshadows and cheek colors and all of that. And Samantha's really had a good time playing with her brothers and even us as parents, like making us all up. And it turns into fun and funny. I think she initially tries to have it look nice and then it gets exaggerated and clown-like and we all laugh and take pictures and have a good time.
I don't think I've been brave enough to let them do my makeup. That might be a fun weekend activity if I get brave enough and there are no pictures.
The funniest is always Dad. When Samantha does up Hugh, it's pretty hilarious.
Well, you know, I think you bring up a good point of how it affects our relationship. And I never thought about that till you just said that, because I think, you know, when Clark was really trying to figure himself out, I think it was kind of scary to figure out, who am I? What do I want to be? And will I be okay? And I know a part of his thought is like, will I be safe? I kind of want to try out makeup, but will I be safe? And so being like, and for me just to be like, all right, you want to try it out. Like, let's figure out how to do this and see if it is for you. And through that experience, knowing like he didn't want to do lip gloss, but I think it opened us up a bit, because at that time when he was starting, he was a little closed off from us. And it was like, okay, I can, you know, talk to mom. He can talk to Dad too, to be quite honest. Dad just, I'm not sure. Dad would have to do research, which he would definitely do knowing his personality about makeup. But anyway, I think it really helped our relationship to be like, yeah, let's do it. Let's figure this out. Let's, you know, and helping him come up with a plan. And I've noticed as he's asked, you know, for eyeliner, he can come to me and ask for it. And it, I think it's opened us up in a way like, okay, I'm accepted, you know, whether I wear eyeliner or not. And it has taken a little restraint from me at times, you know, to be like, oh, are you, now I'm used to it. But when he first started wearing eyeliner, like, oh, I wanted to say, are you going to be safe doing that at school? You know, but I have not said that. And I think the reason is he first started publicly wearing nail polish before doing eyeliner. And he had wanted to do nail polish, and we had bought nail polish. And the first time he did it, oh my gosh, it was like all over the fingers, like his finger and nail polish, because he'd never seen me do it. He had like no idea of technique. He never had a manicure, never seen anyone do it. So he had no idea of technique. He was just lifting it straight out of the bottle and trying to go all over it. Anyway, he got better. When I saw it, I like, let me teach you. So I did. And the first time he was going to wear it publicly, he was headed to camp. He had just put it on. And on the drive there, I said, what are you going to say if somebody says something about your nails in a critical fashion? And he said, I will say, I'm sorry that you suffer from toxic masculinity. And that's when I knew he was totally fine and I was not going to question. And he's an extremely perceptive kid, you know, as far as like, I was not going to question his safety or could he handle it. I was like, that is the best answer I have ever heard. I couldn't have come up with a better one. You're fine.
So fantastic.
But I also think it helped me in relationship, because it reminded me that Grayson, when he was, I think, 3 or 4, loved the color green. And I remember us going into a drugstore and he saw green nail polish and he wanted it. And we went home. I have a picture of it, painted his nails green, did not make a big deal out of it, never called it a boy or girl thing. And I remember him, like, I have a picture of him showing his nails so proud that they were all green, his favorite color. And again, I think that gave him a message of like, I can be who I am.
Yeah, I think I love that. And I do think even the story I was telling about my twins when they're little, painting nails or having their nails done, hanging out with their little girlfriends, I think that did create a sense of safety for, hey, look, you know, you can do that. It doesn't have to be a gendered thing. And it's totally okay. Even them dressing up as princesses, honestly, when they were little, right, was a thing. And again, I set these sort of boundaries around, hey, we can do whatever we want here. And when we go out, there tend to be some expectations, and I'm not maybe ready for us to hear hurtful language or things like that. So we're going to behave in this way as a result.
Right. And I think that's something to point out, that there, I think the tendency, and I think this is why I wanted to share these stories, the tendency for parents is a real concern of safety. But first, I think the world is changing. And second, you know, you do have to assess based on your kid's age, based on where you live, what the safety is, but you have to balance it with how do you give the message. And I don't think there's one right answer for that, because I didn't want my kids to feel ashamed for what they wanted or how they wanted to express themselves. And so I have had conversations, but like Clark's old enough, that example of with the nails going to camp, that he's old enough to kind of assess his safety. But that was a way of, basically I headed straight to role playing, didn't bring up saying, oh, you're not going to be safe, like going directly there, but it was a way of bringing it up. And so I do think our listeners have to measure for themselves what they are. But I also caution that I think as parents, sometimes we can overdo the fear of safety to the point that it can hurt our kids by saying, this is not okay. So it's being really clear about it.
Yeah, I'm hearing that sometimes our concern may be to their detriment, maybe without even realizing that we might, right, be either limiting or creating maybe a sense of fear for something that may not be relevant.
Or even a message. Yeah. Or even a message that this, you know, you are not okay as you are. You have to, mm-hmm, hide a part of you. Mm-hmm. So I do think it's a real careful conversation. And like I said, I think even in my kids who are not transgender, like Grayson, it opened things up for us too.
Yeah. You had asked me a question previously about whether or not I thought I would have behaved differently if my child was not transgender, in terms of with Clark. Do you think the fact that Clark is transgender has influenced the way that the way makeup or nails have shown up for you guys?
You know, that's a great question. I didn't think about it until you just asked me that. I think there was, like, if I'm being very honest, I think when he first talked about wanting to wear makeup, there was a reservation inside my body of, will he be safe as a guy wearing makeup? And for those that know he is transgender, will it cause them not to see him for who he is? Like, will they question his gender identity? Because a lot of people don't understand that distinction of expression and identity, and I understood it. But as we've mentioned before, we're both coaches. I coach myself. How do I want to show up? What do I want to think? And at the end of the day, I mean, I don't think Clark has any awareness of any hesitation I ever had. Because at the end of the day, I just want to be like, I want him to be him. And I know the difference between expression and identity. But if I'm being very truthful, you know, I had to take a few minutes to reflect and think about that.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think it's really powerful. I think for us, I think my concern, I think there's some truth to this concept of being concerned as a parent about safety. And my concern was, oh, I don't want my child to look any older than they do now. I do not want her to show up in a way that might appear more promiscuous, for instance, or garner more attention for her than I would like her to have as a young child, right? Who is still a child. She is 12 years old. And when she started wearing this, right, at 9 or 10, that's was a concern for me. I think, though, if I'm also being honest with myself, I do think I was probably, or I am more permissive with Samantha because she is transgender, meaning I want her to feel she can explore and express herself the way she wants to. And I think if I had a child born female at birth, I may not have had that same level of permissiveness, or I may have created more rules around how makeup showed up in our house.
Right. And it's a hard question, right? Because it's all hypothetical. It's not your reality.
Yes, it is. It is a really hard question. And I think it's worth considering or pondering. And I do think that maybe it's influenced some of my choices or some of the limitations or restrictions that I don't use right now. Mm-hmm.
How do you think you'd feel if one of your boys wanted to wear guy liner or nail polish or anything?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. I think I would encourage them to play around again with that expression and figure out who they want to be and what that means for them or how it helps them show up as their true self.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So to our listeners, we invite you to explore what makeup means to you, how, and recognize how is an expression of self. And we hope you gave you something to think about in regards to how anybody uses makeup.
What I hear you saying is really where makeup just allows a space for self-expression.
Yeah. Without judgment. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
That's a wrap on this episode of Transparently Speaking. Thanks for joining us today. Join us again on the 1st and 15th of every month for our next podcast.
Thank you to Filter for our awesome music. That's P-H-I-L-T-Y-R. Check them out at Apple Music, YouTube Music, Spotify, or anywhere you download music. As a reminder, we welcome your feedback and questions. Email us anytime at transparentlyspeakingpodcast@gmail.com.
If you're taking something away from our podcast, we'd appreciate if you'd take a moment to provide us a review. The more listeners and reviews, the more people we can reach and support. Thanks in advance. Cheers from Joy
and Diana.